You know, guys, I think I told you about the other day I had a problem with my Comcast feed. It suddenly broke down and I wasn't able to get to the internet. But as I looked on my computer for Wi-Fi hotspots, lo and behold, something called Xfinity showed up. And with us to talk about that experience is Michelle Gilbert. She's a Vice President of Public Relations for Comcast Heartland Region. Michelle, thank you very much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be with you, Foster.
And I got to tell you, you guys were a lifesaver to me in that experience. When my Comcast service went down in our building, our apartment building, there was an Xfinity hotspot nearby. And as I clicked onto it, I found that it was really, as a Comcast customer, a very simple matter of getting hooked up to that. But I'll let you talk about what the Xfinity hotspots are and then how people can connect to them.
Sure. So this year we have introduced the Xfinity hotspots all over the country, and by the end of the year we expect that there will be 8 million nationwide.
Wow.
And so what this really does is it makes it very easy for us as consumers who consume a lot of data, mm-hmm. particularly on our mobile devices. It allows us to really keep our wireless bills intact by taking advantage right. and leveraging Wi-Fi where it's available.
Absolutely. And so instead of being on your data plan, you're able to do this. Now, the hotspots are created how? How are the hotspots being created?
So in essence, the hotspots are being created a couple different ways. There is a second SSID on our gateways and many of our gateways in our residential homes. Now, I want to point out, this is a very important point. We notify our customers that there is the second SSID and that it is being activated, and it is absolutely every customer's choice whether or not they want to keep it active.
Now, excuse me, yeah. just at that point there, they can only do that with a certain modem or box that you would get from Comcast, right?
Yes, and we've got a couple different gateway models where the second SSID is certified for the Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspot. Our goal is that next year we're going to certify all of our devices so that everybody can take advantage of this value-add feature if they want to.
Even somebody like me who has an existing Comcast modem?
Yes. Oh. We are working on certifying all of our modems.
So in essence then, I won't have to go out and buy one or go get one. Could in the future then, I will simply have, you mentioned this SSID. In other words, I will have a second pipeline to the internet part of my modem.
That is correct. And what we're finding is particularly our residential customers, and we can talk about when you're out and about and you are able to leverage one in a public area. But what we're finding with our residential customers is they want that second SSID because, let's face it, the first thing that people say when they come to our homes is, "Hi, what's your Wi-Fi password?"
That is true.
Yeah. And I mean, look, I have an 11-year-old daughter, and that is the first thing her friends say to me.
Yep.
They come in,
yep.
they've got their iPhones, they've got their iPods, they've got whatever device in hand,
yep.
and they all want to get online together and play Minecraft.
Right. They got their little tablet, and they want to do that. Shane, you had something.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
and we as parents have trained them, make sure you use Wi-Fi when you can, because we're very conscious of how much data we're consuming.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of data, you know, as a business, I have a business in Sterling Heights, and we have Wi-Fi that we offer. Well, the hotspot is coming from our facility,
right?
Sure.
You know, and there's two separate lines going in, so that we're not affected.
Right.
You know,
right.
our particular business internet is not affected by the Wi-Fi. But at a home, what's preventing people from saying, you know, hey, I've got one line coming into my house. What happens if I get this data hog next to me that taps into my line? I mean, there's only so much bandwidth. You know, I mean, what's going to prevent them from?
Does it affect, in other words, does somebody on that second SSID affect my usage? Cal, you were going to ask a question along those lines?
Yeah, exactly. Matter of fact, are you throttling that second one? And the second question that goes along with it, what sort of security am I offered with that type of thing? Because I'm running through my own particular connection if I'm a Comcast user. What's keeping people from hacking on that second SSI?
Okay, so which question should I answer?
The throttling. The throttling question is, you know, we've only got one garden hose coming in. If you've got somebody who is taking a lot of the water out of that, how much is left for me? That's very simplistic.
Okay, so keep in mind a couple of things. First of all, No, there is not throttling going on. What we have done when we established this initiative is we have put in place bandwidth fees. First of all, Comcast is continuously adding to the pipe, if you will, and expanding our network so that we can provide our customers with a bigger pipeline. So certainly the more devices you put onto a network, yes, it could impact speed, but you're going to have to consume a lot of data. And when you think about how people are using it, it's not like somebody is going to camp outside your home for, you know,
I used to do
50
that.
50 feet away and get on your Wi-Fi.
I have to say, Michelle, I used to do that. It was called war driving, and I would drive around and look for an open hotspot. But no, you're right. There's too many other places to get it nowadays.
I mean, there really is. I mean, what we're talking about, what most people are doing, and yes, there are always going to be a few bad apples in the bunch, but what most people are doing is they're leveraging the hotspots when they're going to visit people. So that, in essence, allows you to keep your system completely separate so that you don't have to be giving your password out to lots of people.
That's a key thing. Now, let's go to the second step, which was security.
Yes.
How secure is that second one?
This is completely a separate SSID. It is very secure. Mm-hmm. Now, there are obviously things that you as a consumer should do, regardless of whether you have a second SSID active or not, to keep your system safe, security and,
sure.
and antivirus protection and things like that. But this second SSID is completely separate and secure from your home private Wi-Fi.
All right, Michelle Gill, I want to thank you so much for being here. We've run out of time. We got to have you back again, okay?
I would love to come back.
Now, by the way, quickly, folks, the way you get into the Xfinity hotspot is by putting in your Comcast ID and then also your password. That gets you in, and then you can travel almost anywhere in the country and get on one of those Xfinity hotspots. Michelle, thank you, and again, we're going to have another date with you coming up soon, all right?
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Foster.
Happy holidays to you. Thank you very much. And we will do that. I'll have more information on that, but you can go to internetadvisor.net and find out more by clicking on the information there. Back in the second hour.